Let's talk Sheikh Kumi's interview on Nigeria Info Abuja.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We have to incorporate them into the security system. Pay them salary. Yes, they're Nigerian. The government should be ready for that.
What if Nigerians say, well, we do not want this sort of thing because you guys
are... Okay, then Nigerians should be ready to be kidnapped. And nobody is going to protect them because nobody controls that bush. Nobody. You can't see any signs, semblance of any governance there. That's why they feel safe there. So the best thing is just to negotiate with these people. They are humans. They want normal life. The ball is in the court of the government now. I'm telling you, 100%.
There's nothing you can do, 100%. The ball is in the court of the government. Negotiate with them. Pay them. Incorporate them into the security system. Or be ready to get kidnapped. Sheikh Kumi there. Live with SWAT on Morning Crossfire Abuja. He had a lot to say. He said so many things about the fact that our security system is stretched right now. These guys understand the forest more than the government. There is no government in the forest, so they're in charge in the forest. If you want to stop kidnapping, pay them, incorporate them in the security architecture. He's delivering the message of the bandits. He was with the bandits the other time. Having a meeting with them. We all saw the pictures and all, yeah. But he's come out now to say, this is what I came back with from my meeting I had with the bandits. They want to be incorporated into the security system. They want to be paid. Okay. That's our conversation today on the Morning Crossfire. One thing that is coming to my mind right now is to try and bring you the full interview. Perhaps we'll do that on Monday bring the full interview to you on the Morning Crossfire so you can listen to everything that is said on Nigeria Info FM Abuja. But in the meantime, I'd like to know your thoughts, your honest assessment of that. The post that we have on Facebook is going insane right now. The comments there, I can't even read 5% of that comment that I have on Facebook already. Twitter too is on overdrive, so I will try as much as possible to take as many comments as I can on the show. But if you'd like to join via the telephone, the number is 0700 993 993 993. That is a studio line. If you called me earlier, because we started this conversation at 5 a.m, please let others call in right now. Those that have been trying for weeks, that have been trying for days now, that have been trying all morning, but they couldn't get through. Let's allow them to get through and share their thoughts in 60 seconds. 15 minutes come past the hour on a Thursday morning. Let's talk security or insecurity, if you like. Do you subscribe to the suggestion that bandits should be incorporated into the security system? I mean, you can make them forest guards, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or not, and be paid as well. What's your thought on this? Sheung is joining us. Sheung, thank you for joining us this morning. It's good to have you on the show today. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Shu.
Welcome.
Good morning. Yeah. My name is Sheung, calling from Ojota.
Good to have you.
Yeah, concerning these security issue, the one you played just now. So the government, they should incorporate them to the system and start paying them salary. For what reason? What's the reason? Okay, what is their ideology for doing such a thing? Is there any ideology? That is what we should be.
Okay.
Asking.
Okay. All right.
Any ideology?
Yeah.
I want to let me just take 2 minutes of your time.
No, you have like 30 seconds left.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Like a friend of mine was kidnapped.
Okay.
In Delta State. The question I asked that was like, the people that kidnapped you, what language are they speaking?
Mm-hmm.
You see, there were 12 in numbers. Each had 3 AK-47. Are you getting me? One of them was speaking a plain English. It shows that the community... Are you getting me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
The people in that community, they are working hand-to-hand with the bandits.
Okay.
Are you getting me?
I'm with you.
So I don't support the fact that Shinko bring them into the security system and start paying them. No. I don't support that.
All right, Sheikh. Thank you for calling me. Sambo is here. Sambo, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah, this is Sambo from Ibeji.
Good to have you. Let's talk. What do you think?
Yeah. My take is that, actually, I want to say two things. One, it is a politician that is causing what is happening today in the country, just like Uncle Jimmy said. And they know the way they have to stop it, so they should go ahead and stop it. That is on that side. Secondly, I create a little awareness to the government of this state for what is happening in this side, Bejuleki. The kind of hold up that we are passing through in this area is terribly too much. One, it is caused by the so-called Yagboro, the town. Two, it is caused by the Okada.
Okay.
And so-called the Keke. That government has banned them, and they still come out. Yesterday, Hello?
I am so sorry. I mean, I want to hear your concerns, but hey, that will be taking us to another level. I'm sure everybody has their traffic story to tell me, but that's not the focus today, Sambo. Thank you. Shomuiwa is here with us from VI. Shomuiwa, good morning to you. Morning to you.
Morning to you, sir.
So,
the Gumi, he said that those people want a normal life.
Right.
Who is not giving them the normal life before? Who collected the normal life from them? I mean, I don't understand. Do you remember some few months back, JTF, the one in Bornu, three hundred of them were put into the Nigerian army. And you know, then I said, is this how you recruit? This thing doesn't tally now. How did we even get to this place? Now, this one again have now come up. They want to be in the security, and you'll be paying them. I don't understand. So, when the Gumi, he speaks like a very knowledgeable person. Now, he did not calculate that when you now carry these people and put in the... So tomorrow now, some other people will now come again and come and say that. Okay. I mean, what is wrong with us? So we are long. Good morning to you.
Thank you, Shemuyiwa, for calling me. Frank is joining us on my job. Frank, good morning to you.
Quadra.
Morning to you.
How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Yeah. So, these people want them to be paying salary. And the so-called governor or the government want to pay.
No, the government has not said they would do anything, no.
But they have the chance to be negotiating with criminal bandits. A government, according to a government that's supposed to protect the country, they want to be paying criminals.
They have not said they are paying criminals.
They have not said, but they are negotiating.
They are not the ones that even went. That was done by Sheikh Gumi himself on his own capacity. As a scholar and a respected cleric.
But government knows where they are. And they don't want to do anything.
No, that's...
And they are even planning to come back the next term. You see that bush and that has a rock. I'm seeing a very big fire coming up to catch them there. And it's not going to pass this year or next year. However...
Don't go and burn somewhere. Mba is joining us. Mba, good morning to you.
Shirley, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Shirley, please. I want to ask a question, please. The man that went to the forest to see the bandits, to negotiate with them, is it the bandit that invite him, or is him that just supposedly went there for himself?
I have no information regarding that.
Okay, thank you. Which means those people, those northerner elders, which means they know what they are doing. This is a game. Which means they know it now.
How did you arrive at that? Because I just told you that I have no answer for you.
The reason why I live on it, I believe that Nigeria is hearing me, that the man that went there, and my question is that what convinced me to say this is because is he the bandit that invited him?
But you don't even know yourself, do you?
Yes, that is... It's a contrary. Is it the bandit that invited him, or is it that they actually know the particular place that those bandits is? That even the bandit cannot kidnap them, but they have right to kidnap others. But in this game, Shelif and Nigerians, is it only the Easterners are playing foolishness in this game? They are the only most foolish people. The Easterners leaders are mostly...
No, I will take exception to you attacking people. Perhaps you should be guided in how you say things. I mean, there are ways to say things, but that won't come across as offensive. You've seen how people on radio now, but there are things that you can. There are ways. Not please desist from that. Next, I'm sure you know better. Demola, let's speak to Demola. Demola, hi. Good morning to you.
Hi, Sheriff. Good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah, it's a very interesting one this morning. I need to come out straight.
All right.
You know, the truth is, the way the Nigerian government and the politicians play around. Okay, let me just say the politicians use our head in this country. It's a very interesting one. Now, there is this proverb in Yoruba, Awalapo Leko Waja, Atupo Loko Kowamu. Yeah, that's just the truth.
What's the meaning of that in case somebody doesn't understand? Yeah.
In case somebody, like you call the thief. I mean, you're the one who invited the thief into the house. Then you call the police to come and arrest the thief.
Okay.
That's just what that's the clear explanation of what is happening in Nigeria. God help us. Good morning.
Demola, thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Uche, hi. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sheri.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, let me just go straight to my contribution.
Okay.
I think what is playing out is a neglect to Nigeria's unity. By some northern element.
Okay.
Okay. The reason I'm saying this is that a man named Kach Ononuju, he speaks several languages, and he has confirmed several times in Katsina State that these bandits are not even Nigerian. Now, Kach Ononuju is an Igbo man, so he's not like he's.
I know him. Yeah, I know him.
So he said that these guys are not Nigerian. Why do we want to incorporate non-Nigerians into our military? Our military is already bastardized. We are hearing stories of people who are not even loyal to Nigeria as military men. People who would you know, draw back in attacking Boko Haram. And then we want to further exacerbate the situation by adding more elements that we know clearly are terrorists. What do you mean by inculcate them into the military apparatus?
I don't know.
Kind of suggestion is that? Okay, we can say pay them and send them back to their country. But how can we now want to incorporate? Some of these suggestions are just plain damn nasty.
Uche, calm down. Esu, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, how you doing?
Very well.
Yeah, concerning this topic.
Yes, please.
Whereas, personally, I appreciate the effort in diagnosing what may be the cause for the insurgents in the north.
Right.
The kidnapping, all those activities there, as far as I'm concerned, they are product of bad governance. Now, in identifying this problem, Sheikh Gumi simply in his statement meant to say that the cause of this problem is majorly maybe idleness, joblessness, and poverty. But the solution also has to be such that will not negate good citizenship.
Yeah.
How do you bring criminals into an organization like the military, a parastatal, an organization that is known, that has reputation for integrity, for honesty, for discipline, you know, for sincerity? You bring criminals for whatever reasons to join them. What about the standards? Some of those guys in the military have gone through school, military training for years. And then you bring criminals from the bush to join them. Tomorrow they become generals. They become chief of army staff. Or they want to become, I mean, for goodness sake, why this double standard in a country that is looking forward to be progressive? Why this double standard? Do they want to kill our system completely? This is an eyesore. It's unacceptable. It should be thrown out. Those guys are criminals and must be treated as such. If there is any consideration that has to be given to them, it should not be to join a respectable organization as our military,
right,
or to be paid any form of salary. Everybody has to work and work hard.
Thank
Let
you.
Them go and look for legitimate work.
Thank
and
you.
Do.
Thank you so much, Esu, for calling me. Appreciate it. Gabriel, I am sorry I can't take your call right now because I need to go on a break. If you can wait on the line, please stay on the line. If you can't, then you probably need to call me back, okay? I really apologize. I'll be back.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're back on the show. Let's see if we still have Gabriel here. Gabriel, are you still here? Hi, Gabriel. Okay, I think Gabriel is gone. Gabriel, are you here? Okay, Gabriel is gone. Gabriel, do try and call us back, okay? In case you're just tuning in, you're welcome. We're discussing the interview Sheikh Gumi granted Nigeria Info FM some hours ago. They spoke about his meeting with bandits. He had a lot to say. He said our military is stretched, our security agencies are stretched. The bandits requesting for some form of amnesty and to be incorporated into the security system and then be paid salary. That will bring an end to the kidnappings and the killings and the maiming and the looting that they currently are doing. And he said, otherwise, we should be ready to get kidnapped, in his own words. Eh? You don't believe? Okay, take a listen to him then. Take a listen.
We have to incorporate them into the security system. Pay them salary. Yes, they're Nigerian. The government should be ready for that.
What if Nigerians say, well, we do not want this sort of thing because you guys are...
Okay, then Nigerians should be ready to be kidnapped. And nobody is going to protect them because nobody controls that bush. Nobody. You can't see any sign, semblance of any governance there. That's why they feel safe there. So the best thing is just to negotiate with these people. They are humans. They want normal life. The ball is in the court of the government now. I'm telling you, 100%.
If you called me earlier on, please don't call me again because we started this conversation at 5 a.m. So let's give others a chance to call. Babariri is calling me from Abeokuta. Babariri, good morning to you.
Yes, I'm calling you from Abeokuta in Abeokuta. I'm Babariri. Kodri, I greet you. You see, I've listened to that man's statement. I cannot show the way the total statement of that man. At least there's a need for the government, honestly, to sit these people down, come off the dialogue, my brother. If not so, this thing will go, this banditry will go on for years and for years. Sit them down, not actually giving in to what they demand. But sit them down and see, tell them that this thing you are engaging yourself in cannot do the country any good. So we are ready to work with you. And I can give you places that this type of thing has worked out. We are ready to, you know, carry you along, but then your demand that you should be incorporated into the security apparatus of the country, that cannot be possible. But this is where and where we can, you know, cater for you. And if they talk to them, like, you know, in one of the South American countries, I don't know, Shining Path, whether Colombia, the gorillas, you know, there was a time they were really going to war, demanding for their own separate things, going into different criminalities. But then the government sat them down, my brother. They talked worse into their head. And I saw when they were now, you know, releasing their arms and ammunition. You know, giving them the government their arms and ammunition. Right now, there's no problem in that country again. So this is the type of thing we can do. I cannot talk even of in Turkey when Abdullah Öcalan was the leader of the PKK. Though he's in jail now, but because of the discussion, dialogue, with that group, yes, there's peace in. You can never hear about PKK.
So we should dialogue with them. Only that we can't incorporate them into the security system.
Okay. So they'll say you want to incorporate them into the Nigeria security.
I hear you, Babariri. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you too for calling me. Let's go to Facebook. I am TK from Abuja. TK says I listened to the interview yesterday morning. The suggestion. Okay. He said the suggestion. This thing is okay. Suggestion to incorporate the bandits into the security system is laughable. But what do we do if our government forces are overwhelmed? If we can defeat them, fine. But if we can't, if we cannot, let them do. Let's make do. Let's go with their terms to stay alive. Okay, all right. Quite difficult getting through your messages, though. Joseph is in Badagry. Joseph, hi. Good morning to you. Morning, Joseph. Joseph, are you there? I'm sorry, Joseph. I can't hear you. I have a feeling that you're there, but I can't hear anything from your site there. I'm going to go to Twitter right now. If you're tweeting me, I can see your tweet. If you don't have the hashtag on your tweet or in your tweet, feel free to do that right away and resend. Otherwise, I won't be able to see it, okay? Loveline on Twitter says, Sheriff Gumi should be arrested and put to unending jail judgment. Why? Why should that happen? He didn't say anything, really. Nothing concrete, exactly, from your comment here, Loveline. But thank you for sharing your thought. Appreciate it. Let's take another thought here on Twitter before we go to WhatsApp very quickly. This one, quite a number of them that I'm seeing here today. Okay, so here we go with this one here. This person says, seriously, that's all he's got to say. Ayanto Imbo Adishino says that Shehu sounded like he's their spokesman. Suspiciously, he should be arrested. It's quite unwise to pay banditry like this. Incorporating those who've been said to be foreigners and criminals into military, others should be more encouraged. That's so dangerous. Antonio sent that in. Ikenwa is here from Alaba. Ikenwa, good morning to you.
Yeah, Alaba, good morning. This Ikenwa. Is Ikenwa Ibokwe.
Welcome, Ikenwa.
Ikenwa Ibokwe. Yeah, thank you, Sheriff. See, Sheriff, the reason why we are still discussing this today is because the person in question is not a full animal. Let me tell you, if this Yegumi happened to be a Southerner, especially from the Southeast, he would have been in detention by now. Are you listening to me?
Well, we don't know that exactly, but go on. Go on.
But Sheriff, you either believe it or you leave it. That's the fact. You understand? For look at how bold this man is telling Nigerians that they should get ready to be kidnapped and nothing has happened to him. Not even an invitation by the DSS. It's quite unfortunate that this is where we have found ourselves as a Nigerian. But let me see how far they will go with all these things they are doing. And let me tell you this before I drop, Sheriff.
Yeah.
The reason why they are doing all this is they want to put all these criminal elements into the military. So maybe, probably by 2023, if a Southern president emerges, this criminal element in the military will be disturbing him. And take it or leave it. But remember this word that I'm telling you today. Thank you very much, Sheriff.
Thank you too for calling me. I appreciate it. Can, Esther is joining us right now. Esther, hi. Good morning to you.
Hello,
good morning, Esther. Esther.
Hello, Lisa.
Oh, Esther, I can't hear you.
I'm a first time caller.
First time caller, Esther. Welcome. Welcome. I'm waiting for your contribution, Esther.
I don't support the bandits being included in the security force.
Okay, you are not in support of the bandits being incorporated into the security system.
Yes.
Okay, Esther. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate that. I'm going to go talk to Femi. Femi is close by here in Sri Leary. Hi, Femi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Morning to you.
Good morning. It's very funny how we accept statements in this country and we want things to just lie like that. This will hit better if I speak in Yoruba.
Okay.
Ni luto loba to ni joye.
To ni joye ni.
You can imagine what audacity. Somebody comes out that, oh, yes, they are criminals. We should put them in our military. That is what he's saying indirectly. Because, look at, it is very easy. They need a job. They need to be integrated in as humans.
Yeah.
Let them get a job. They have job in the bush there. Let them be clearing the bush and be farming there. Yes.
Joke.
And be making food and be productive to this country.
Hmm.
Instead of just trying to lay their hand indirectly into the cookie jar. Hmm. Everybody wants the piece of the national cake. And that is what these people are doing. They are trying to use that means. Oh, free money, they sweet. Let us find our own way to get our own money from the government. Indirectly, that is what it is. If you give these people real-life jobs, they would not do it. And that is how issue of militancy and so many other people, bandits and all that, that is what they do.
Right.
Because they want money that comes free. Free, no tax, and they are not working, not doing anything.
Okay.
That is what is happening.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Femi, for calling me. Achimele is joining us right now. Achimele, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Morning, morning to you.
You see, we as a citizen in this country now, we are seeing all the menace that is happening. But to my surprise, our media practitioner, Mr. Sheriff, I'm talking about your colleagues in this country.
Okay.
Likewise, the educated people in this country.
Mm.
We are all seeing all the discriminatory policy and way in which our leaders, they are like trying to portray. And we are keeping quiet. Mr. Sheriff, I called because of a particular caller that we are like communicating with you in terms of this is what they are more or less trying to do. It's as if you are more or less standing and see maybe how is this sure?
Yes.
What does he mean by how is this sure what he's saying? Are we not be saying all these things?
Hmm.
In which senses a criminal will be burdened to hold AK-47, kidnap and kill it? Nobody is talking about the family of the victims. And now our so-called people that are in charge of realm of affairs, they are thinking of negotiating with bandits. No, Mr. Sheriff, you as an educated media practitioner, how does it sound to your hearing? What have you guys done? From the very first time, the so-called Gumi, how did he know that bandit? How did he know the particular place they are? Who is asking him? Is he not supposed to be in detection for questioning? Where is the DSS? Where are you media practitioners? Are you people not talking? Are you people not talking? The man is still walking the streets with as he reporting echo that he went to Zamfara. He went to talk to the bandits and we are applauding him. Why are we so damn out to this country? Why did we sit at the backside and allow all this form of media trap? Allow all this form of low, as a low form of ideology people leading us, and we all keep quiet. We all keep quiet.
Achimele, you know we're talking right now. You are talking, I am talking, everybody is talking.
It's not enough.
But it's the media that brought you.
A different arm of government.
But
I'm telling you guys, like, fuck, it's not in this form.
Achimele, who brought that conversation to the media? This conversation you are having right now, who brought it up?
Yes, it's you guys. But my point is that
we're still not supposed to be questioned. Okay, I've heard you. The man is supposed to be questioned. No. It's okay. You can't go on forever now. Calm down now. Be calming down. Daniel is here. Daniel, hi. Sorry for holding on the line for so long.
All right. What I'm going to say is this. That man is a broker, and he has a brokerage fee on him. We want him to be proved.
Daniel, can you turn off your radio quickly before you go on?
Thank you. So he needs to be proved.
Okay.
That does it. He needs to be proved so that, you know, what they intend to do will come to naught.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm. So when you say he's a broker, what do you mean by that?
Well, that is just a way of telling you that he is having a kind of link with the those and the bandits.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
He's on a paid mission.
Oh.
That does it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's on a paid
mission. You don't see him as a is it the same as a negotiator?
Yes, exactly.
Is the same thing as a negotiator?
Yes, he has something, you know, he will be paid for what he's doing.
No, Daniel, you're wrong. You're wrong. Not every negotiator gets paid. No, you're wrong on that one.
Well, I know why you are talking the way you are talking.
No, no, that's not why. The reason I'm talking the way I'm talking is to correct your very fraught perception about a negotiator and who a negotiator is. You can decide to settle a dispute between two people. Does that mean that you're paid to do that? Let me speak to Kaide. Kaide, hi. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Morning to you.
My name is Kaide from Gadi.
Let's talk, Kaide.
Yeah, concerning this issue of this bandit, it's like we need to take note of some statements. Why did they point out as in to what they want to do, that what they want government to do, the kind of job they want.
Hmm.
Why military security job? It's not that these people have evil agenda concerning this nation.
Hmm.
And Nigeria, I mean, our government needs to do something in that area. For me, I will not agree to negotiate with these people.
Okay.
If they want to negotiate with them, not to employ them to our security job.
Okay.
That is my own solution.
All right, Cardi, thank you for calling me. Appreciate it.
Back to back and back of the biggest talk.
It's just a general attitude to environmental laws. You know, mechanics, food sellers. One of the reasons why I believe you have so much traffic is because the environmental laws are not enforced. The traffic laws are not enforced, and that has led to complete chaos in the states.
On your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, so it's been a morning of flaring emotions and all that's expected, but I need to go and take some people that can only communicate their emotions through written words. So I'm here on WhatsApp right now to take a few messages on WhatsApp. Pastor Daniel is in Ikorodu. Pastor said, "I support the government giving them jobs in the farm instead of the armed forces." Thanks, Pastor Daniel. Thank you too for your thought. Appreciate it. Let's take another one very quickly now. Okay. Who is this? Who is this? This is a long one, though, eh? This is a long one. But I'll take Prince T. He's in Suleri. Prince T says, "There's nothing wrong with integrating the herdsmen bandits into the security apparatus. This is not a new concept at all. Most of our security formation do this when needed without the public ever knowing about it. Did we not do the same thing to the militants in Niger Delta, and the recent composition of Omoteko and other regional security outfits coming up also involved the integration of some criminal element who has native and local intelligence?" Nah, I think it's very, very wrong to call, you know, the Amotekons and the militants criminal elements. I think I would take exceptions to that. But thank you for your thought. I appreciate it. Let's take another one. Barrister Femi Mikel says, "Since getting through call is tough, like the song you played, talking no, they solve anything. The other angle I'm seeing this thing is that some quarters are playing out a script, which I see that they are flying a kite. No matter how talking, they will still go ahead to do what they planned. The Boko Haram, they incorporated, has it stopped their attacks? No. Those were actually repentant Boko Haram. A repentant Boko Haram. And Gumi Man has experience. Is he in diplomatic relations? How many negotiations had he pulled through from other regions and country? I don't have information to any information as regards that. Let's take another message here. This studio is very cold. Okay, let's take this one here. This one says, "I believe Sheikh Gumi has made a suggestion. It's now left for the wise and the elected to either make do or do without his idea." Priscilla is also here on WhatsApp. Priscilla says, "The Sheikh should know that we all have needs. Agree to their terms and see a continued rise in different criminal groups. It will never end. If a country refuses to take action now." Priscilla, thank you for your thought. Sonny says, "Sheikh Gumi should be arrested for serious investigation for saying FG should recruit criminals to the military." Sonny, thank you. What if they lay down their arms and said, we've repented? Oh yeah, put us into like we did for Boko Haram. Eniola is in Lagos. Eniola says, "The Sheikh spoke with so much boldness and it makes it difficult to determine if it was merely a spokesperson or those were his words. I say no to incorporation because it'll further deter our security system." And that's also from Eniola, who sent that in on WhatsApp. Grandma Princess is also here on WhatsApp. Grandma Princess says, "Now, wow, they claim these are foreign bandits. So after they tried everything to take over Nigeria by force, they failed. They now devise another means by recruiting criminals into the armed forces. So once in charge of the army, they use it to take over Nigeria because they alone will now have arms." Nigeria, open your eyes, oh. Grandma Princess, thank you for your thought. Ayodele Rotimi is also here on WhatsApp. Ayodele says, "Our government is insensitive to the yearnings of productive youths. NTAS youths' accounts were frozen for asking for better, but bandits can be incorporated." nobody is saying, government has not said that they want to incorporate any bandits. Kilo de. Ah, let's stop spinning things now. Okay, anyways, we have like 4 more minutes to go, and I have messages. Let's see if this caller is still here. If the caller is there, I will take the call. Otherwise, we'll have to do the rest of the show on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Uchenna, are you still here?
I'm still here.
Oh, Uchenna. Apologies for holding you.
No problem. No problem. So, you see, so to be honest with you, in all sincerity, these people, group of people, have messed this country up. Now, the guy that spoke to you, he spoke my mind. Imagine the arrogancy. Imagine the way and manner this man is telling the world that, look, Nigerians should be ready to be kidnapped because these people, they formed, they want to use them. All this is happening because Southerners refuse to come to reality that these people are playing the script that they wrote by themselves, and they sat on it and they are playing it out. We are sitting on a keg of gunpowder, my brother. Imagine the audacity, the stupidity and the wickedness in which this man spoke and tell the world that he's happy that Nigerians are being kidnapped. And now, how did he get to know these bandits and the government don't know them? Remember, these bandits once take selfie with the governor of a state. They took a selfie that I'm still having one, which I will show my children in time to come. These are the kind of leaders. Who are you going to be? Are you going to believe these leaders? How on earth do we end up with this kind of people who have no IQ, no ideology, dictating what goes on in Nigeria, destroying the country? There is no hope. There is so much hopelessness in the face of people you see on the street. That man that I thought had something upstairs, look, so something has to be done, and it has to start with us. We are educated in the South, and the people that are the same people that I said are not Nigerians, the same people you said, they are criminals, they are the ones that are coming in to destabilize the army. You know how information goes, or before you know it, they will retreat and leave all the new army, they will be killed by the Boko Haram. Sometimes you see them, they are the ones that will give information. They integrated them into our army. Everything is compromised. Nigeria is there is a trouble. I wouldn't say Nigeria is done because I'm still here for now. But I don't see the future of this country. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenna. I know. I'm going to get the full interview, and then we'll play at least, you know, some minutes back so we can listen to the entire thing Sheikh Gumi said in that interview with Todd on our Nigeria Info Abuja station. We'll do that next week so we can listen to the entire interview, even if it's not the entire interview, but at least we'll listen to a better part of the interview and listen to everything they discuss on that show. Nigeria Info FM is in Abuja. We are in Port Harcourt. We are in Lagos. If you want to listen to all the Nigerian Info stations, it's very possible. All you need to do is just to download our mobile app, Nigeria Info FM. If you have an Android phone, you can get that from Google Play Store. If you are using iPhone, you can get that from your App Store on your mobile device. Let's see if we can give somebody 10,000 naira today. Thank you all for being a part of the discussion. It's not over yet. We still have a lot more in our following shows. Lagos, Nigeria. That is the show today. Thank you all for being a part of the Morning Crossfire. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'll be on your radio again tomorrow at 5. In the meantime, let's keep talking. On social media, on Twitter, it's at Sheriff Quadri. On Instagram, it's at Sheriff Quadri. And on LinkedIn, it's at Sheriff Quadri. Holla at me. Let's talk. In the meantime, God bless you all. God bless Nigeria. Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu is next. Good morning to you.
Do you need to meet up your goals for the year? Then here's the good news. Goals are
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.